Praise the Lord Jesus. This is Thurman Scrivener with the Living Savior Ministries. We're going to do a teaching this week on the third heaven and how to get to the throne of grace, Hebrews 4:16, and we're going to talk about it. This will be an ongoing teaching, and I hope you enjoy it. If you like it, you're welcome to, at the end of the show, you'll be a phone number or a website where you can call and order this free and postpaid. And may Jesus bless you in everything you do. Now we go into the teaching.
So he left, and she walked in. When she come walking through the corridor, and she walked around the corner, and she looked in and saw that little face that had been torn all to pieces a week and a half ago, that woman threw her hands up. She started screaming all over ICU. She said, "Thurman, I've seen God do a miracle." He said, "Oh, look at what our God has done." And that girl burst into tears, and for the first time, I had not shed a tear, but right there, I fell all to pieces in tears. Tears went everywhere. I just worshiped and praised the King. For 45 minutes, there was nobody about to come in that room and tell us we had to leave. I mean, the anointing of God was all over that room. Angels were, I can just see the angels with their wings. I can see them worshiping the King because that's what we was doing. And when you worship, he says he inhabits the praise of his people. So he was there. So the angels was worshiping him, and nobody could come in that room. So finally, when she did leave, now then we continue to go through, and she's just recovering nicely. 2 more weeks, we're in ICU, no knives, no nothing. She gets stronger every day. Guess where she moves a little bit? A few days after 2 weeks, my son's sitting there with her. She's not moved a muscle. And he touches her on the foot one morning. When he touches her on the bottom of the foot, her toes bend down. My son went into orbit. He called me screaming, "Dad, Dad, she moves, she moves." I said, "Well, praise God." I said, "But that's exactly what I expected." Now, you got to remember, my son's not the man of faith I was. The first day we were in there, when the doctors told all of us she couldn't live, he called one of his friends, which is now a surgeon. He went to Baylor and everywhere else, went off, and he's a surgeon in Tyler. He called him. He said, "Bruce, come up here and check Caitlin for me." So Bruce came up, drove from Tyler to Dallas, Fort Worth. And he said, "I know what them doctors said, but I trust you." He said, "I've known you for years." He said, "Go in there and check her for me." He went in and he was gone 2 hours. He looked at all the records, everything, all the MRIs and all that stuff. And he came back out and Tim says, "What do you think, Bruce?" He said, "Tim, I'm sorry. I'm sorry." I looked at Tim. I said, "Son, you've not believed God up till now on this miraculous." I said, "I've told you about these things, but I said, now then, you're either going to believe with them or you're going to go with Dad and see God's glory." He said, "Dad, this time I have no place to go but with you." I said, "You're going to see His glory." See, you got to believe the King. He's a faith God. Well, after 1 month, we're out of ICU. We get ready to go home. She's not walking yet. She's not sitting up in the bed. She's moving a little. She can't eat a bite by mouth. They put a plug in her little tummy. Doctor said the valve in her throat's not working, so we can't feed her anything by mouth. We've got to give her everything through a pump in her stomach. But said, doctor said, "I don't know how she lived." I said, "It's the power of God." He said, "We'll take a wheelchair and take her home. We'll have a special one made because she'll never walk." I said, "I will never set her in that wheelchair. I will never show that unbelief. I will carry her to the car. I will carry her in my arms home. I will put her in the bed." And I said, "When I get home, I'm going to take the name of Jesus and I'm going to get her where she can run and play." Everybody thinks you're a nut. I took her home. I set her up in the bed. I said, "Caitlin, honey, in the name of Jesus, the most powerful name in the universe, I command every cell in your body to line up and be strong and for it to work so you can set up in this bed in the name of Jesus." I said, "Thank you, Lord, for your promises." I turned her loose and she just fell right over in the bed. I picked her up and I set her up there on her little bottom again. I said, "In the name of Jesus, body, in the name of Jesus, I speak to you and I command you, I command every cell in your body to become strong for that body can set up in Jesus' name." And I would turn her loose and she'd just fall over. I did it till I give out. I come back and rested a while, and I did it again and again and again and again until she could set up. And then I picked her up and set her out of the bed. Once she got to where she could set up, every time I set her up, she could set up there and look around. I couldn't look around because she's totally blind. But she could, you know, sit there. So I reached down and picked her up, and I set her out on the floor. Let her feet touch the floor. I said, now, body, I command this body to be strong and the legs to be strong so you can stand in the name of Jesus. And I turned her loose, and she'd just fall down on the floor. I had picked her up, and I'd done that over and over and over and over until she could stand. I am not willing to take no for an answer when my God made me them promises in His Word. And He said He guaranteed the answer to every one of them is yes and amen every time. I will not take no for an answer. When she got strong enough to stand, I said, now then, Caitlin, honey, I command you to take a step and walk in Jesus' name. And finally, she would ease out with one foot. And then another. And then another, and she'd fall down. It's like teaching a child to walk all over again. I'm telling you, this didn't happen overnight. But I was not willing to take no for an answer, even in the face of the enemy that said my grandbaby could not live. So when I got her where she could walk, and she could walk real good, all this took about 2 weeks, maybe three. A therapist came out to the house. And she said, is this where Caitlin lives? I said, yes, ma'am. She said, well, I'm the head therapist, and I've got her records here. And they said, you know, you brought her home. So we thought we would come and see if there's anything we could do as far as therapy. She said, where is she? I said, that's her sitting there on the couch. This says that her brain was severed and... No, sir, that couldn't be her. I said, honey, don't you think I know who my own grandbaby is? She said, but the record says... I said, ma'am, I don't care what that record says. That's man's record. I said, this is God's record right here. She said, but she can't set up. I said, Caitlin, honey, jump down off the couch and walk over here to Granddaddy. She slid down off the couch and come walking over there too. Boy, you talk about changing some therapists. They sent three or four of those different people by to look at her. And none of them could believe what they saw. Because they hold in her hand the record that says the brain severed. Here she is walking. You know, here we are. We're still going now. We're going on this thing. Every 2 months we have to take her back to check for the valve in the throat. Well, I mean, there's another magnificent promise in God's Word. I tried to spread these things around and use more than one to confirm that they all work. So I said, Father, in the name of Jesus, according to Mark 11:24, you said, whatever I desire when I pray, believe I have received it, and it shall be mine. Well, that's a pretty awesome promise, isn't it? Whatever I desire. No limitations. A blank check from the king. So I quoted that to the king. I asked him to fix the little valve in her throat, and I thanked him for doing it. And we would wait for the 2 months. Take her back to the doctor. The doctor's checked the little valve, and it don't work. Don't work. I said, what is wrong? So we come back home, and I quote that to the king again. I said, Lord, right there in your word, you said. You said, whatever I desire. I said, Lord, I desire that her little valve work in her throat. You said, when I pray, believe I receive it, and I shall have it. So I said, Lord, why don't that thing work? I said, Lord, I'm going to ask you again on behalf of that verse. And I thank him and pray. I said, now, Lord, it's done. Every day I thank him and praise him for fixing that valve. We'd wait 2 months. We'd take her back down there. The doctors check it. Wouldn't work. Would not work. 10 months now have come and gone. We're at the 10th month. And we're still feeding her every day through a hole in her tummy. At the 10th month, the doctor said, this thing ain't never going to work. I said, I do not receive that curse in the name of Jesus. are you talking about? I said, you're speaking a word curse over my granddaughter and you don't even know what you're saying. I said, I rebuke that curse in the name of Jesus. I said, I guarantee that vow is going to work. I just haven't found out what I'm doing wrong yet. I said, God's word cannot fail me. I go back home, and 10 months now the vow don't work, and the doctor says it'll never work. I go back home and I said, Lord, I don't understand. I said, Lord, I have either sinned, I have got some kind of iniquity in my heart, I've done something that's wrong, because you said you will not hear the prayer of a person with iniquity in their heart. I said, Lord, I have done something wrong because I'm not getting my answer to my prayer. And your answers are always yes and amen. So, Lord, what have I done wrong? See, when you don't get the answer to your prayer, it's not God. It's you. God can't never fail with His promises. Only you and me can make His promises fail. I've gone 10 months now and have not got the answer to that prayer. Now then, November, December, January, 3 months into that, she had been blind now for 3 months. After 3 months, I hadn't got her eyes back. Couldn't see a thing at 3 months. She's walking good at 3 months. Dr. Marks is just absolutely awestruck to see this little girl walking and playing at 3 months. I asked him, I said, but she's still totally blind. I said, you think she'll see? He said, after what I've seen, nothing's impossible. He said, yeah, she'll probably see again. She said, you said everything else is going to happen. He said, so far it's all happened. He said, I will say one thing. Somebody a whole lot bigger than me put this little girl back together. I told him, I said, sir, it's Jesus. It's my Jewish Jesus. I said, and He loves you too. He wants you to come into His kingdom and be His son just like me. I said, He loves us all the same. But by January the 6th, she wasn't able to see. So I thought, Lord, I don't know what I've done wrong here either. I said, so Lord, I'm going to call a prayer meeting of as many believers as I can. How many of you know that there's tremendous power in groups? Yeah. Ooh, is there ever? Yeah. But I told everybody, I said, invite everybody to this prayer meeting. But if you don't believe God's going to open our eyes, I don't want you there.
We'll have to stop right there on the teaching for today, and we'll continue tomorrow. Praise the Lord. If you'd like this teaching in its entirety, we'll be happy to send it to you free and postpaid. If you'll just contact us at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. Or you can contact us on the website at www.tlsm.org. TLSM.org. That stands for The Living Savior Ministries.org. Now then, we would trust that you would enjoy these teachings, and we will continue tomorrow, and we'll continue to teach. But if you want them in their entirety, just contact us, and they're free. Praise the Lord Jesus. He is our Lord and our God.